Sabbath blessing, and welcome to all dear family that are joining us in the room, for those that are listening on the phone, on the radio, and later on the recording on a later date. Welcome in Sabbath blessing on this blessed Sabbath, December 12th, 2015. This is lesson number 157, chapter 32, entitled Centurion. This is part 3. Our opening song is entitled Just As I Am. We can find it also in this hymn book, number 314. Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come, I come, If anyone of the dear family, little ones, mommy or daddy, would like to have opening prayer, babala.
Our Father, I thank you for this spirit to have this social day. I thank you for this spirit to wake us up this morning. I pray that you can be able to learn from today's scripture study. Forgive us all for our sins and liberties now, Christ's experience. Protect us where we go, protect us from the things we see and do. Let us be able to understand right from wrong, let us be helping one another, loving one another. I pray that you can be able to be strong in everything that we need to do. Let us be able to also forgive of one another and be helpful for others that they may be able to be comforted. Let's be able to always think of others before we think of ourselves. Forgive us all for our sins and the beliefs now in Christ's experience. Let us avoid all the devil's temptations, and let's be able to keep on having you in our hearts and our minds and being strong, staying on the right path. And thank you for the things that you've given us, the gifts, the food, and also for the love for one another. This my prayer in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to all the family that are joining us. We have just begun. The opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 28, verse 18, from the King James Version, and it reads, And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. This week, boys and girls, we will end with part 3 of our lesson entitled Centurion in our study book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, babala.
Revelation 1:18, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Hebrews 2:14. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had power of death, that is, the devil.
Hebrews 2:14. Hebrews 2:15. And deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Ephesians 5:14. Wherefore he saith, Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light.
Colossians 1:13, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and had translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son.
Romans chapter 8, verse 11. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first.
1 Thessalonians 4:17. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Today we will cover pages 318 and 320. Welcome to all the dear family that are joining us. We are in Desire of Ages, page 318. Babala.
Desire of Ages, page 318. In clear, authoritative voice, the words are spoken, young man, I say unto thee, arise. That voice pierces the ears of the dead. Amen. The young man opens his eyes. Jesus takes him by the hand and lifts him up from his gaze. His gaze falls upon her who has been weeping beside him. And mother and son unite in a long, clinging, joyous embrace. The multitude look on in silence as if spellbound. I'm continuing on the next slide.
There came a fear on all. Hushed and
reverent,
they stood for a little time as if in the very presence of God. Then they glorified God, saying that a great prophet is risen up among us, and that God hath visited his people. The funeral train returned to Nain as a triumphal procession, and his rumor of him went forth throughout all Judea and throughout all the region around about. Desire of Ages, page 318, paragraph 5.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, mommy or daddy, what words were spoken in a clear, authoritative voice by Jesus to the dead young man? And how did the unlooking multitude react to the experience? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, babala.
The answer is, young man, I said unto thee, arise, that voice pierced the ear of the dead. And I silenced, as I spellbound, there came a fear on all. Hushed and reverent, they stood for a little time as if in the very presence of God.
Amen. So let's learn a beautiful scripture song together, dear ones, from the book of 1 Corinthians. And that can be located in chapter 15, verses 55 through 57. Oh, dead, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We are in the
Desire of Ages, page 319. He who stood beside the sorrowing mother at the gate of Nain,
watches with every morning one beside the buyer. He is touched with sympathy for our grief. His heart that loved and pity is a heart of unchangeable tenderness. His word that called the dead to life is no less efficacious now, no, than when spoken to the young man in name, continuing its life. Continue. He says, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Matthew 28:18. That power is not diminished by the lapse of years, nor exhausted by the ceaseless activity of his overflowing grace. To all who believe on him, he is still a living Savior. Desire Babies, page 119, paragraph 1.
Amen and praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, is Jesus' word less efficacious now than when spoken to the young man of name? And what did Jesus say regarding the power given him not being diminished by the lapse of years, nor exhausted by the ceaseless activity of his overflowing grace? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, blah, blah, blah.
The answer is efficacious now that when spoken to the young man of name, he is touched with sympathy for our grief. His heart that love and pity is a heart of unchangeable tenderness, and all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth.
Amen. Desire Ages, page 220. Jesus changed the mother's grief to joy when he gave back her son. Yet the youth was but called forth to this early life to endure its sorrows, its toils, and its perils, and to pass again under the power of death. But Jesus comforts our sorrow for the dead with a message of infinite hope. I am that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and have the keys of hell and of death. Desire Ages, page 320, continuing. For as much as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Revelation 1:18, Hebrews 2:14-15, Desire of Ages, page 320, paragraph 1.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls, unto who is all power is given in heaven and in earth? And what is Jesus still to all who believe? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, blah, blah, blah.
The answer is unto Jesus, and to all who believe on him, he is still a living Savior.
Let's learn another scripture song together, dear ones, and this one is taken from the book of Matthew, verses 18 through 20, from the King James Version.
Even unto me, in heaven and in earth, all ye therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things, whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world.
Amen. That is blessed hope for each and every one of us. And may we continue having faith in him, for he hath power to penetrate all of those sleeping saints that die in him, that they be once more resurrected when he comes by God's grace. So let's continue giving this gospel, and let's continue giving all the opportunity to be able to have Christ in their heart, because without Christ within, they will not hear his voice. Question, boys and girls, What message of infinite hope does Jesus comfort our sorrow for the dead as he did the weeping mother? And why did Jesus partake of the same flesh and blood as us?
The answer is, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am forevermore and have the keys of hell and of death. And that through that he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is evil, the devil, and deliver them who of death were all their lifetime subject of bondage.
Desire Vegas, page 320. Satan cannot hold the dead in his grasp when the Son of God bids them live. He cannot hold in spiritual death one soul who in faith received Christ's word of power. God is saying to all who are dead in sin, awake thou that sleepest and arise from the dead. Ephesians 5:14. That word is eternal life, as the word of God which made the first man live still gives us the life, as Christ's word continuing. Young man, I say unto thee, arise, gave life to the youth of me, so that word arise is from the dead, is life to the soul that receives it. God hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Colossians 1:13. It is all offered us in his word. If you receive the word, you have the deliverance. Desire of Age, page 320, paragraph 2.
Amen. Question, boys and girls, mommy or daddy. Can Satan hold the dead in his grasp when the Son of God bids them live? And as the word of God bade the first man to live, that man, Adam, what word is it which still gives us life today? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, double love.
The answer is no. He cannot hold the spiritual dead one soul who in faith received Christ's word of power. In Christ's word, I say unto thee, arise, gave life to the young of me, so that word arise from the dead is life to the soul that receives it.
And desire raised page 20, and if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, who he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we, ye which are alive, remain shall be caught up, together with them in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Romans 8:11, 1 Thessalonians 4:16-17. This is the word of comfort where he bids us comfort one another. Desire of Ages, page 320, paragraph 3.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And welcome to all of those dear brethren that are joining us. Question, boys and girls. If the spirit of him, God the Father, that raises up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, what will happen? And what will follow after the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, blah,
the answer is, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain should be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord.
Amen. So let's learn our last scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is from the book of 1 Thessalonians. And the verses can be found in chapter 4, verses 16 through 17.
Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first.
Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. And so shall we ever be with the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let us comfort one another, dear ones, that if we be faithful in Christ Jesus and the word of God is in our heart and we are sealed in Christ, we one day, by God's grace, will be one of those that will be awakened by the trump and also by the voice of the Archangel Michael. So we hope and pray that you will bless, and we have come to the second section of our Children's Sabbath School lesson. And this is the section where we ask the dear little ones that they can be able to listen to the story, and our dear brother Graves will be the one to narrate it. This section of our study was inspired by the Lord for all his precious little jewels.
Well, good morning, boys and girls. We're going to see if our signal will allow what I'm trying to do. It's story time for December the 13th. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy or man's reasoning and vain deceit, that is, a deception or a lie, after the tradition or practices of men, after the rudiments or customs of the world, and not after Christ. Colossians 2:8. That all means don't try to be like the world. Be like Jesus. That reminds me of a song, Be Like Jesus All Day Long, but I won't try and sing it now. Now we have a first word that says, it's called flattery. What is flattery? It's telling someone they are better than they are or that they are more beautiful than they really are. Flattery is an art by which Satan lies in wait to deceive and to puff up the human agent with high thoughts of himself. To be puffed up means to have a high opinion of oneself. Flattery has been the food upon which many of our youth have been nourished. Those who have praised and flattered have supposed that they were doing right, but they have been doing wrong. Praise, flattery, and indulgence, that means satisfying one's desires, have done more toward leading precious souls into false paths than any other art that Satan has devised. Flattery is a part of the world's policy, but it is not a part of Christ's policy, and I would replace that word policy there with principle, because Christ never worked on policy. Though policy is changeable, principles aren't. Through flattery, poor human beings, full of frailty and infirmities or weaknesses, come to think that they are efficient and worthy and become puffed up in their fleshly minds. In other words, they get to thinking they are really great when they are not. They become intoxicated, that's like being drunk, with the idea that they possess ability beyond what they do have, and their religious experience becomes unbalanced. Unless in the providence of God they shall be turned from these deceptions and become converted and learn the ABC of religion in the school of Christ, they will lose their souls. They must learn to have a humble opinion of themselves. Many a youth has been flattered that he has ability as a natural gift, when the ability he thinks he has can be attained only through diligent training and culture, learning the meekness and lowliness of Christ. Just because you might have a trumpet doesn't mean that you are a good trumpet player. It takes a lot of practice. So it is with anything we might do. God permits him to be attacked by the enemy in order that he may understand his own weaknesses. He is permitted to make some decided blunder. That's a goof or a mistake. And is plunged into painful humiliation. But when he is writhing under a sense of his own weakness, he is not to be judged harshly. If you get get up to play your trumpet before an audience and make a lot of mistakes, you feel foolish and need to go home and do some practicing, but nobody should put you down. This is the time when he needs a friend who will deal patiently and faithfully with the erring. He is not to be lifted up by the aid of flattery. Rather, he is to be pointed to the first rounds of the ladder, and his stumbling feet are to be placed on the lowest round of the ladder of progress. When you climb a ladder, you start at the bottom, not at the top. Through the aid of wise counselors or teachers, his defects will be turned into victory. Sons and Daughters of God, page 73. Beware lest any man spoil you through, what was that word? Philosophy, man's reasoning, or vain deceit. That's deception or lying. After the tradition or practices of men, after the rudiments or customs of the world, and not after Christ. Colossians 2:8. That means don't try to be like the world. Try to be like Jesus. I hope my
Amen. Praise the Lord. You sounded great, dear brother. And praise the Lord that you came just in time too. God is so perfect in order. Next week, dear ones, we will begin a new chapter in our study entitled, Who Are My Brethren? Of our lesson book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the little ones, mommy or daddies, would like to have closing prayer, bubble up.
If we could all kneel our heads and our hearts and come humbly before our Godhead. O righteous and heavenly Father, as we come before you to give you all honor and praises, Lord Jesus, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for giving us traveling mercies and to giving all traveling mercies who are coming to meet in your name, dear Father, that I pray. Thank you for your blessed Sabbath, your day of rest. Thank you for the lessons that we just partook of, dear Father. And thank you for the blessed reading that was shared by our dear brother. It was a blessing and it was well received. Let that be something that we pray on and meditate on, not just today, but throughout our days as we walk our walk as Christians, dear Father God, to look up to you and to be more like you and be separated from the world, dear Father God, I pray. Please give us your Holy Spirit to discern the lessons that we're about to partake of. That is to follow. Please bless each and every one of us that are here, those that are listening over the phones, that those that will be listening at a later time. And for those brethren that are not present with us here physically, dear Father God, I pray, wherever they are, please comfort them and bring them back to the fold according to your perfect will. Forgive us all for our sins and our iniquities and our shortcomings, anything that we have done in this body, known and unknown. Thank you for all that you have done and all that you will continue to do. In no other name than your Son, Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So next Sabbath, dear one, that will be December 19, 2015, we will begin a new chapter, chapter 33, entitled, Who Are My Brethren? We want to thank all of their family that participated in the reading. We hope and pray that all of you were blessed. And may you all have a blessed rest of this blessed Sabbath. All of the activities that have been prepared is for the whole family to be able to enjoy. Sabbath blessing, dear ones.